Can you get her now?
Yes, I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Okay. So yesterday, three people who are members of the KPFA local station board, the board chair, Christina Huggins, a PNB member, Andrea Turner Dyson, and Donald Gallmacher, who was a former PNB member and is now a local station board member, went into court in Los Angeles to try to get Pacifica put into receivership. Receivership is essentially someone making a statement and the court agreeing that you're unfit to take care of your own affairs, and so they should appoint someone to handle all your business. So these three people, however, did not act alone. They didn't bother to notify the local station board or the Pacifica National Board, or apparently any of the officers who are responsible for performing certain functions within the organization. There were, some people were given, I think, maybe a 24-hour telephone notice, and no one who was being sued was served with papers. They showed up in court with an 800-page document, and the judge told them to go away. They were trying to get an injunction, which is to say immediate, quote, relief from the court to take over all of Pacifica's operations. And, of course, they had some misstatements. I won't call them lies, but they were untrue. And that's a pattern of behavior that's been happening in Pacifica for a while. You'll know, of course, that Bill Crozier was pushing for bankruptcy a long time ago and backing a CFO who was hired, quit, was rehired without any process. I was on the board. I assure you, they didn't even send the paperwork around for people to know what they were doing. People voted as they were told. They didn't use their brain. They used their politics. And that's pretty much what's happening right now with a man who says, I won the election. I don't care what anybody tells you. We won. That's sort of following your leader. So when Mr. Crozier shows up and decides that he's not going to post, and I think I saw the information there at one point. So the information was removed. He tampered with that notice last night that he would do it without consulting the chair. In fact, without seeking the chair's permission, because he's not anybody's boss. He's not in a position to make any decisions there. You know, that was all his own initiative, if I can use that word. Some people give initiative a bad rap because of their abusive behavior. They are also pushing, in addition to the receivership, they're pushing a new set of bylaws. It's the same set that he was pushing before. The Pacifica restructuring project is the same as the New Day Pacifica people. And they're again pushing for bylaws that exclude community, that target the staff of the stations. Instead of having a staff rep from each of our five very different stations, and they're very different in terms of their culture, what they offer, the communities they serve, they expect that two people chosen nationally will be able to address all the staff's interests, concerns, knowledge, all of that. They're cutting the affiliates. We have more than 200 affiliates. At this point, they only have two representatives on the board. They're reducing that to one. Instead of being able to get three listener members from each station, which allows for the voice of the minority to be a part of the discussion, they're having five separate winner-take-all elections. Now, much of, certainly New York City and other cities and states are moving towards elections that allow for a broad representation, allow for candidates that have appeal to more than one small constituency to get into office. But on the progressive end, because that's what these folks tell us they are, on the progressive end, they're trying to shut down people who have broad appeal and hoping for people who have narrow appeal, but who have money to send, you know, multiple expensive mailers. I think y'all just got a postcard from them. We're talking about people here who are millionaires, who are sitting on money, who are trying to buy a community radio station by shutting out other people's voices. They don't represent Houston. They don't represent the diversity that's in Houston. They don't represent the range of ages that are in Houston. You know, just about everybody on every Pacifica board is on the other side of 50. That should scare the mess out of you. We are not going to be here that long. When we shut out young people now, who is going to be there to protect the mission and serve the people?
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt you, but we have 2 minutes left and we have two more other people that want to speak, Chair. So it's up to you.
We have to end by 8:30.
Nancy, Chair,
I'm sorry, may I say?
Can we extend?
Five minutes. That's it.
There is one thing I would like to say, Madam Chair, Adriana.
Go ahead.
According to the CPB and according to our own bylaws, the minimum that we have is half an hour a meeting. Minimum. It means that it's up to us, and was always like that. If we have people that are willing to talk to us, we always allow them to do it. Thank you.
Okay. So is everyone comfortable with extending for 5 minutes?
Can we just go on to the next two people? Especially since this anonymous caller from New York seems to be wanting to disparage me and others and won't even tell people who she is.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Dwayne.
This member did not ask to be seen. His privileged mindset, he just blurted it out, but the rest of us asked to be acknowledged. If you can't handle the heat, get out the kitchen.
Okay. I was getting ready to call for the question to the body. Do you want to extend for 5 minutes?
Yes.
Everybody say yes or no.
Yes or no.
Yes.
Okay, so the other two people can speak, yes.
Okay. And are there any no's?
No to Bill's restrictions.
Okay, the yes has it. The yes has it. The caller that was the person that was speaking, can you wrap your statement up in about 30 seconds?
Certainly.
Thank you.
And I'm an anonymous member of KPFT, Mr. Crozier. You're so presumptuous. I'd like folks to remember the website, PacificaFightBack.org, PacificaFightBack.org. And if you have any doubt about who New Day Pacifica is and their relationship to Bill Crozier, on their website, he says, these folks are good friends of mine. Go with them. And they also say that his shutdown of WBAI in October 2019 was disastrous. But they're the same group of people. Keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shireen.
Okay. I know Lawrence Reyes was next.
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Miller. I just want to address some concerns that I have as a Pacifica member. I am concerned that the move that was made yesterday to put Pacifica on the receivership, which does include KPFT, and the constant rule, the constant rule, a ruling campaign that some of your board members are involved in regards to trying to usurp the democratic processes that you are involved in right now at this moment, it should be very disturbing to you. I know that there was a collaboration with Mr. Crozier, and it's no secret that Mr. Foley gains the benefit as the treasurer if this New Day Trumpian proposal is put in front of the membership. So I think all of you should hold these people accountable in regards to why are they trying to ruin for the sake of ruling Pacifica. And I am a PMB member. I'm a director from KPFK in Los Angeles. So I'm not anonymous, but if a member wants to remain anonymous, that is the member's right. You do not have to identify yourself for public comment. You do not have to say what it is that you want to say during public comment. And again, that's the kind of mentality, that's the kind of privilege that these people have. They think that they could just remove people and usurp the whole process that we've been engaged in and that we fought for so long and we fight to maintain right now. I just want to remind everybody that as a participant in the Black Panther Breakfast Program in New York, because I'm originally from New York and I'm proud to say that, being from Los Angeles right now and being from a station, that is, a major piece of our staff that are part of the collusion with Mr. Foley and Mr. Crozier and others. My good friend Sandra Roline is also in support of, trying to get rid of our democratically, elected bylaws. So, I think you need to hold these people accountable for their Trumpian behavior, because their behavior is Trumpian. It's the exact same thing that the orange guy from New York is trying to do to America. He's trying to disenfranchise the Constitution because he can't stand that this is the democracy in action. So you have to hold these Trumpian followers to account, Mr. Foley, Mr. Crozier, Ms. Roline, and whoever else, and I think Ms. Edwards, Teresa is also a supporter of the New Day. Maybe she's not, I don't know, but I know she was in support of the previous bylaws, Pacifica Restructuring Project. So again, we have to fight back this fight. We have to hold on to our network, and the victory is in the struggle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Paul, is it anybody else?
I show that there's a caller with their hand up. I'm not sure if they are a member. Caller, you can go ahead and speak because you don't have a phone number or anything listed. So caller number.
Is that, what's the name?
It just says caller in use number 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a public speaker.
Okay.
You can go speak.
Yeah, you can speak at this time.
Yeah. Are you speaking?
I'm sorry, caller.
Is that the TV? Is that the TV? Or is that somebody speaking?
Oh, is that me, Wendy?
I'm not sure.
Wendy, I don't know if it's you.
Okay, well, I'm on the call. I guess I was unmuted, so I'm going to mute myself back with a star 6.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's
it. Okay. Let me look at the agenda. We are moving to the LSB officer election. And
Adriana, with a question?
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
I remember that you told me last meeting that you will take care of an issue.
I kind of did. I'll call you. Can I call you?
Yeah. Can we do it in public, in front of the public, to show the public what we are doing?
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. I did what I said I was going to do. I just wrote him a note and told him not to harass you anymore.
Okay.
As the chair, that's what I did. I haven't heard anything from him.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear in the last meeting at the end? The people, some of the privileged people saying, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I understand. Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's always a coward in our meetings, yeah. In our, telephone meetings that, never said who they are and have this kind of attitude. It's always, yes.
Well, I did send me direct messages about him not being, him not bullying you, but I didn't see it that way. And like I've said to people before, my background as a teacher, I have taken an oath with the Texas Education Agency. When I see bullying, I have to address it. So as my role of taking that oath with the state of Texas, I did just that. Okay. The rest of you guys, if you don't think that was bullying, I kind of need y'all to go to some workshops, cause we have to address this every day in a public school situation. We're addressing this every single solitary day. So much so that we have given the power to the students, meaning that if they feel like somebody has harassed them, they don't even have to come to an adult. All they need to do is come get a form, fill it out, and turn it in to their dean. So it's serious business, and Adrian, I did my part. Like I said, I would. I haven't heard anything back. Somebody was trying to say something when I was talking. Was that you, Dwayne?
I have a point of personal privilege. This is Patel Adams.
Okay, Venetia,
did you
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Go ahead, Dwayne. And then Venetia.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, I was just pointing out the fact that, it's good we're living in the 21st century in 2020, because from what I saw that gentleman do, particularly to a person, but yet to a woman, most men who love their sisters and love their wives and love their mothers would have taken him back to the shed. And he better be fortunate that he is living in a time where men are very controlled, because he doesn't normally affect the woman or the person he did that to. He affects the family, and he also affects those that support her. So we all took offense to it, but we all recognize that in your capacity, you don't have the authority to censure, sanction, or any of that. But if this board, if this majority had any kind of semblance of modicum of fairness and openness and no Trumpism, as was referred to earlier, they hate to be called Trumps, but all of them would have stood up, especially the women, and said, that's wrong. Now I'll have a strong conversation with women and men, and because we're making our points. But what he did was beyond the pale of decency. It was beyond the pale of what I perceived, and since I was 16 years old, what a Pacifican is. And certainly, he better be glad. I'll leave it at that.
Venetia? Venetia?
There was two things I have a point of personal privilege. My first thing, a lot of people in public who have been here from the beginning of the meeting mentioned how upset they were that Bill decided on his own to exclude the public from the meeting. So my first point, I want to ask you if you think it's appropriate to reprimand him for that. And my second thing is, Adriana brought up someone yelling at the end of the last meeting, And, you know, at the time it was late and I didn't realize, you know, until later, but we had literal Nazis, white supremacists come on at the beginning of that meeting and try to shut us down. And then at the end of the meeting, we have some white person who is actually a board member saying things like, ha ha, racism. So I would really like for that person to admit who they were. And Chair, if you know who this person was, please let me know. We will be airing it on our next show, the Houston Indie Media Show, on Friday, 7 p.m. And if this person does not admit who they were, then I will just take my best guess.
Okay. You know what? You know how at the end of the meeting so much is going on, so I really did not hear it, Venetia. But, I will ask.
It wasn't at the
end. I will.
During
the meeting. Yeah, it was at the end of the meeting.
It was towards the end, right?
Towards the end. So I will go back and listen to it to see, because I'm sorry, but I'm in agreement. You know, if you're going to say something, be woman or man enough to say it with your name. If not, keep your mouth closed. Simple Simon. We have got to come together with saying things and mumbling under our breaths. That's just, if you want to know, that's kind of one of my mantras of trying to help. We've made, like, who was it? Captain Tom said we've made a lot of strides. We got a long way to go, because a lot of people hide behind, just like, Paula said, as board members, and I think I said this to you when we started using Zoom, as board members. Let me go Nonprofit Law 101. Y'all always want to talk about CPB, Nonprofit Law 101. You are board of director. You supposed to have your name on your picture. It's, go look it up. The public can be
anonymous. Madam Chair, this is Richard.
But the board members cannot be anonymous. So we got that issue going on. I got you, Richard. I'm when I finish. So I will look into that, Venetia, and I'll get back with you offline with that. And you said Friday night?
Yeah, I appreciate program. That you would look into that. Friday 7 p.m. And if I don't find out, if that person does not admit who they were, it was a man. You know, honestly, I'll just call out all the racists on the board if y'all don't want to admit who that was that said that.
Okay. All right. I definitely will get back to you before the, middle of the day, Friday. Okay.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. It seemed like it was something else. Somebody said something.
Richard,
go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
I would like to call the orders of the day.
Well, I was going to do that, but you know, hey, Venetia.
Chair.
Section. Yes, Venetia.
Sorry, I just wanted to see if you wanted to address my first question to you. If Bill would be referenced.
I'm sorry. What was it again?
If, you know, a lot of public were upset with what Bill did by unilaterally deciding to exclude the public, I feel like he should be reprimanded. I don't know how you
okay,
feel
like. So can I get, I will handle that through the GM and the executive director, okay?
Oh my God.
And Bill, I hope I get to say something occasionally about this, since I've been disparaged so much.
Agenda.
Point of personal privilege.
Can we get on with the election, please?
I did send a screenshot to everyone in the chat, and you can see right there, it says Bill Crozier is the one that did it. You can see exactly. And you know what? I'll go ahead and send it again right now.
Okay. So can we move on to the elections? One of the things that we have to vote on, are we going to do the elections by email, or are we going to do them by roll call? Roll call, you get the answer tonight. Email, you're not going to get the answer to the end of the week. Why am I asking this question? We are in COVID. We are not together. We are not in person. We cannot go through the usual way that we vote on people. These are the two alternatives to vote in this arena that we're in right now.
Adriana?
Yes.
Yeah, Wendy.
Dwayne to the stack.
Okay, hold on. Let me start keeping my log. Go ahead, Wendy.
Adriana was first.
Oh, Adriana. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. Normally, I mean, according to our bylaws, well, if it's, if it's more than one candidate, obviously we need to vote. But according to the bylaw, we need, I mean, and people sometimes feel repercussions depending how they vote. Yeah. And that's why you ask. And we can do it, like I said, we can do it really fast by email, using the same people that the PNB does permanently, you know, to do by email. That is the other option. I don't know.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair. Can I ask Adriana? Oh, I got you, Dwayne. Adriana, can you text me the email address of that person you're talking about?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Y'all killing Wendy. Dwayne, I'm going to get you after Wendy.
Well, actually, Madam Chair, my point of order takes precedence.
I know it does. I really do.
And I will expedite it because it may expedite your process if you would allow me. Okay. I'm simply stating that if there is but one person running for chair, we can forego all of this. So it may be proper to ask for the nominations. And if you're the only one nominated, then there would be no need for an election.
What about the other three candidates?
What about,
I didn't know we had three candidates.
No. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. I'm sorry. The other three offices.
Just this election at a time. One election at a time.
Okay. Yeah. One election at a time. Yeah.
Okay. So just ask if there are any nominations.
Am I going to get to make my point?
Wendy, go ahead.
Yeah, because that wasn't really a point of order, but I was going to say something similar to what Dwayne said, is that we actually don't really have a – this is different than what Dwayne said. We don't really have a choice. Our bylaws say that we do these elections by IRV and STV, depending on which election it is. And so the last time we did that and we didn't vote by in writing by email, then we got reprimanded by the PNB. So just do it anyway. In times that I was on the board before, we always did it. Even if there's only one candidate, you just write down your ballots and send them in anyway, so they can put them, seal them up and put them, you know, in the records of Pacifica. And so I suggest that what you guys were saying, that we have the regular procedure where we write in, you know, we can email the ballot, and then Terry Goodman will send us all the instructions on what to do if you tell him about this election.
Personal privilege.
Go ahead.
Dwayne Clark. Well, first off, I don't take lightly her pointing out that wasn't a point of order. Point of order has to do with the order of process. And we would be following the process. She hasn't been on the national board, obviously, in a long time, because on the last 2 years, when there was but one person who was running for an office, we did not have an STV at IRV because we don't need to waste Terry Goodman's time. That's some common sense in our rules. Rules that allow us that if it's only one person, and so the PNB has been doing
this.
I didn't interrupt you, so could you show the decency of not interrupting me, please? Privilege. But Madam Chair, the only thing I was pointing out is that it is an order of process. And the point of order was that if you are running, we do not have to put Terry Goodman through all of this unnecessary foolishness. But if there are two people or more people who are going to be nominated, then we do ensue that process. That's the point of order.
Can I respond real quick, Venetia?
Yes. Yes.
I actually convoluted my own point by throwing in that even if there was only one thing. That isn't really what I meant. I meant if we have an election and there is a competition for a seat, then we need to do it the way that the bylaws say. Because even if it seems commonsensical that we don't have to. But the one candidate, I would agree with Dwayne. I'm just telling you that at one time we actually did it because everything was contested that we ever did. So we went ahead and just wrote the one name on the paper, then sealed them up. We didn't wait, you know, it's crazy, but this is what we work within in Pacifica, and the times change, and I hope that we're at a different time. The board, but, or the radio station, but about pointing out who's doing what wrong. And I wish we could just go on and we have a lot of rebuilding to do here.
So, all right. I agree with that first part. I agree with that first part she said.
Okay. Okay. Move on. The nominations for the chair. Are there any nominations for the chairman of the board?
I nominate Vinesha Williams as chair of the KPFT-LSV.
Thank you, Adrian.
I second that nomination.
Thank you, Sandra.
What is that? Please.
Are there any more nominations for the office of chair?
Madam Chair, I move to close nominations.
I move that Vinesha Williams be nominated for chair.
Who's talking?
Lyndon Foley.
Okay, Lyndon, thank you.
So you got two nominations.
She already got nominated.
Thank you, Lyndon. Okay.
Bill.
All right.
Bill, for a second.
Are we still with the chair, Bill?
Yeah, I think what I'm trying to do is combine the last two and just say I move that nominations close and we elect Vinesha Williams by acclamation.
All right. Thank you for that motion.
Finally, something we can agree on.
I need a second.
Second, Susie.
Second. Third.
Thank you, Susie, Dwayne. All those in fact, by acclamation?
Yes, aye.
Yes, aye.
No objection.
Thank you, guys. I hope I can continue to make y'all proud. All right, Vice Chair. Nominations for Vice Chair.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I'd like to nominate Paula Miller for Vice Chair.
Paula Miller.
Nice. Second.
That was Sandra. And who?
Dwayne Lark seems to be recognized.
Dwayne, go ahead.
I mirror Bill's previous motion that the body elects Paula Miller by acclamation.
Okay. Is there a second?
Madam Chair, did we ask if there were any other nominations before Dwayne Lark makes his motion to approve by acclamation?
Did I ask that question, y'all?
No, you did not, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rita. Are there any other nominations for the Office of Vice Chair?
That would have came with an objection anyway if somebody had something. So that was unnecessary.
Okay. So hearing none, can we move back to Dwayne's motion?
I have a question, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I wanted to nominate Paula for, or Miss Miller for secretary. So maybe can we ask her if she accepts the vice chair?
Paula, which position do you want? Pop. Paula, which position do you want? Vice chair or secretary?
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I was working over here on a case.
I know. I saw you working.
What's going on?
They want to know which position do you want, vice chair or secretary?
Oh, no, I can't be no secretary. That's too much work. I got enough work to do right now. I'm not going to lie.
Madam Chair, my motion is on the floor and in
yes,
order.
Yes, it is by acclamation. And it's been seconded.
You ask for any objections?
Are there any objections? By acclamation, is that it? Okay, not hearing no discussion about it. Paula Miller. you are the vice chair.
Oh, okay. Thank y'all.
Congratulations.
Thank y'all. Can I say something right now very quickly?
Yes, you may.
Before I put y'all back on mute. Nancy, let me apologize to you right now. Let me apologize to you. But as far as me, I need to have professionalism. I mean, and your character was a little bit out of line, screaming and yelling and carrying on. It was really not necessary. It was just not necessary. We can agree to disagree to whatever the situation is. We are all adults here. We can be professional. So no matter what you don't like, what this chair says, we can agree to disagree. Check your tone, check your character, because the screaming and going on, it has to cease. I mean, it has to cease. Again, we can agree to disagree, but check your character. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank
Chair,
you.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I am insulted to be characterized as what Ms. Paula Miller just said. And I was asking a question and Sandra interrupted me. So I think I had a right to continue speaking and that I did not have to bow and go to the ground to Sandra. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Rita Washington.
Yes, Rita.
I would just like to say there are many people that scream during these meetings. So I think we all should heed Ms. Miller's request that we try to speak in such a tone that is respectful to not only every board member, to also every listener that is on this meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
All right, for the position of secretary, and I need to say something. Please, if you win this position, just do the job. Because the last 3 months, I have been doing double duty. That's it. Are there any nominations for the office of secretary?
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa.
I nominate Bill Crozier for secretary.
Second.
I object. Okay. I object.
Object. Object.
Okay.
Nominations open.
Nominations are open, y'all. Nominate somebody else.
Right.
Point of order.
Yes, Ted.
The secretary does not have to be a member of this body. Can we delay the vote on this until January and seek out other candidates who are not members of the board?
I second that.
I object.
This is, I would like to speak to, I guess you say, motivate
okay, hold
my nominee.
1 second, Teresa.
Fine.
Somebody said something and I didn't catch your voice. And it sounded like you said, I object. So who was that?
That was me, Venetia. It was me, Marianne.
Okay, Marianne. What's your objection?
Yeah, I don't think that we should be delaying, the secretary position. That was, I object to Ted's, request. That's an important, position that has to be carried out. And, I don't agree with that.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard.
When, Mr. Crozier was nominated, a couple of people said they objected, but that shouldn't exclude him from the election just because.
I know, that's just vote no.
I know that, Richard. Okay. That's why I said nominate somebody else.
That's why I asked a question. Yeah.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I mean, we know very clear. We just are talking about the improper attitude and the improper actions of Mr. Crozier that wasn't even the legal secretary. And we are now electing him.
Well, we still nominations, Adriana. Can y'all nominate somebody?
I nominate Ted Weisbaugh.
What the hell?
Who said that? Speak?
What the hell?
That's just nasty.
Pardon me, but I asked to be recognized a few speakers ago.
Well, Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Teresa Allen.
I would like to motivate my nomination. First of all,
that's
Madam Chair, point of order.
Whenever.
Point of order, Madam Chair. It takes precedence.
She stopped talking.
Now, the point of order is, Miss Allen's been around this rodeo for a while, and she should know, if she doesn't know, that you don't motivate a nomination in the middle of nominations, that we've allotted 20 minutes based on Bill Crozier's own motion. So she has to wait until the nominations have been completed. And then we go into the 20-minute session, of which she gets whatever time is allotted by the chair of the 20 minutes. We nearly have been using 90 seconds for each person.
Well, can I say something? And I kind of agree with all of that. You guys, one of the biggest things, and I guess I'm taking a point of personal privilege, is that you don't let the process play out. We are at nominations. If you don't want Bill Crozier nominated, nominate someone else. Mm-hmm. It's simple. There's no discussion about it. None. I nominate whoever. So now I heard Ted Weisberg. Ted, are you accepting that? Where you go? Where did you go? Let me see you. You took off your pitch. You got on here now. Ted, do you accept this nomination?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I've paid my dues.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I have a nomination.
Yes, Dwayne.
I nominate Venetia Patel.
Venetia, do you accept this nomination? I'm looking at you. You don't have your mic. Venetia.
You've just been nominated. No, I paid my dues. I'm not going.
Venetia. I know you there. And you got your mic off.
Yeah.
I don't hear no discussion. Maybe she stepped away.
Maybe she fainted.
Huh? The other thing I keep seeing, Mike, your mic keeps going on and off. You got something to say? Do you have anything to say? It's been doing that for the past 15 minutes. Okay.
Nancy and Teresa have their hands up.
Nancy, and then Teresa.
Sorry, I accept. I'm sorry.
Girl, where you been?
Sorry, I had to take care of something.
That's okay.
I was too far for y'all to hear me.
Okay, thank you. Nancy.
Investigator Miller. Oh, let me put your hand here. Hi, yes.
Nancy, you had your hand up.
It's not necessary. I was going to volunteer. Okay. I'm not going to do it now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Teresa.
Okay. Well, at this point, can I speak for or against the candidates, or are we still taking nominations?
Okay. Hold on. Are there any more nominations for the position of secretary? All right. Discussion. Teresa, go ahead.
Okay.
I have a point of order, Chair.
Okay.
I don't think that we speak for other people. I don't think that's how we do it. Maybe Dwayne or someone that remembers better, but I'm pretty sure that the person speaks for themselves, and then we have questions. And I really want to strongly, I know that it's not proper to object to someone being a position, but I think, Teresa, you should withdraw your nomination, or Bill, you should do the graceful thing and just reject the nomination, because we literally just called you out on unilaterally deciding to do something. Probably another racist move because you didn't consult our chair, who is a black woman. Why don't you speak to this? Did Bill ever do anything like that when Deb was chair? No. I mean, Venetia's been chair for like 2 months. Already he's going over her.
Point of order.
Point of order.
You can
that is way out of line.
I have a point of order.
No, it's not out of line.
This is point of order.
Venetia.
May I finish?
Yes.
Chair, would you please get a hold of this?
We just spent so much time talking about
point of order. Point of order.
Crozier did what?
Point of order.
So I think it's. I just think it's a lot that you know.
Point of order.
Who is saying it?
I am. Lyndon Foley saying point of order.
And so am I.
Okay, Teresa, and Dwayne, I see you, but who is the other person speaking? Haven't you realized I have been addressing everybody by their names? I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I'm really trying to be respectful. When I ask you your name, I'm just trying to call you your name. That's how I was taught. Venetia.
I have a point of order also.
Teresa, go ahead.
After Lyndon, go ahead.
Lyndon doesn't want to say anything. He just wants to say
fine. Yeah, well, maybe I do.
Well, Lyndon, come on now. I've been asking you to say it.
I didn't hear it. I did not hear it because there was so much talk. But well, I do believe that Ms. Patel. I do believe that Ms. Patel is out of order in this attack on somebody when all we're trying to do is take nominations and have a vote. This is no time. I don't understand how in the process she gets to just go on and attack unlimitedly for an unlimited amount of time. This is ridiculous. That's my point of order.
I agree. May I have a point of personal privilege since my
name is called out?
Point of order. We got it. Trust me. Just hang with me right now. Okay. Teresa, to the point.
Madam Chair, I wish I had a nickel for every time, Ms. Patel Adams.
Okay. Now you're doing the same thing you're accusing her of doing.
Oh my God.
Can I finish a sentence?
That's called hypocrisy.
May I finish a sentence?
Go ahead.
We have been attacking Bill Crozier throughout this whole meeting. He did not ask. Okay, so who's the one laughing now? Get their name. Okay, he did not ask to be secretary.
Dwayne, you have not been recognized.
You're not either. And you're speaking.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But if you're not being recognized, that's the way to go.
Everybody, please.
In the fifth grade or what?
Dwayne. Okay. Teresa, please finish your statement.
Okay. I'm calling a point of order because I feel that Venetia Patel Adams has no right to suggest that I can't say something. Madam Chair, I'm being interrupted.
Venetia.
Please call her out of order. They're abusing Robert's rules like they always do.
I am not.
If y'all would let me talk, but I'm trying to let y'all talk. Cause every meeting we have, everybody wants to talk. Everybody got something to say. Everybody got something negative to say. If you let me run the meeting, everybody can have their say. To your answer, Teresa, anybody can say anything they want to when it comes to a candidate. You may not like the way they say it, but they can. Just like you're talking right now, and I'm trying to let you finish. Finish the sentence so we can move on and vote.
Okay.
All of y'all talk about everybody. Don't act like you don't do that. Every last one of you talk about everybody. Now say what you're going to say. If you don't tell me Venetia is attacking somebody and whatever, because then you're doing the same thing she was doing.
I think, can I say something nice about the candidate that I want to be secretary?
I don't care what you say. Don't you attack nobody else. I'm tired of the attacks, people. So say what you're going to say.
Fine.
Chair, it's actually out of order for her to be speaking in favor like that.
No, I'm not out of, it is absolutely not out of order.
She can speak in favor. Come on. She can.
We didn't establish any.
Okay.
Just talk, Teresa.
I'm trying to, if I would not be interrupted. You know, Bill Crozier did not ask to be, to take the minutes for the last meeting. He was asked to take the minutes. And I have relied upon, Bill Crozier to take the minutes, and he was asked to be secretary. And the Zoom information was sent out on December the 1st. It was attached to an email that originally came from Lyndon Foley. It was sent, the Zoom information was sent to the National Board and RLSB totally unnecessarily. Why would we send it there? If the secretary or the person that is the vice chair or the chair wanted information on how to properly post a meeting, they could have asked Bill rather than make an assumption that he would do certain things.
You know what, Teresa?
I'm trying to help. And it's very bothersome to me to have people accuse him of being a racist when he's just trying to help. He just wants to serve.
Order, Chair.
That's okay. I'm going to handle this one right now. First of all, even though Richard resigned, Richard was the one who was still posting the meeting notices. Mm-hmm. That's why I did not worry about it, mm-hmm. because he told me he was going to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, how Bill started doing it, I don't know. I'm not in them conversations, really and truly, whatever. My instructions were from day one that everybody should know what the Zoom number is. Mm-hmm. Everybody. I said that. I stand by that. I'm not going to go back and forth with this one posted it. No, I did not tell Bill to post anything. Mm-hmm. Don't put words in my mouth. And Teresa, you and I have had conversations offline about you lying on me. Don't go there. Yes, I put it in this notice because it's part of the record. Now, let us finish. I'm calling the orders of the day. Are there any other people who are nominated for this position of secretary? That is where we are.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne.
Move to close nominations and to submit to Mr. Terry Goodman for election.
Thank you. Please send him who you voting for tonight.
Tomorrow. He'll give us a process. There's a way you gotta do it.
Terry will tell us. He will instruct the process once he is asked formally.
Right.
And Madam Chair, when you the secretary actually, unfortunately, will send him the nominations, and he will then give us instructions on how to vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Assuming he's going to accept the responsibility.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you. Bill, I agree with that. He may be busy.
Bill, for the
second. Yes,
I
Bill.
Have a point of
so who are the, all the nominations? I'm not sure who accepted
it. Bill Crozier and Venetia Patel.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I second his motion. I second Dwayne's motion.
Can I ask a question?
Dwayne's motion.
If Terry Goodman is unable or unwilling to do it, what do we do? Can we give the chair the authority to pick somebody else? Or maybe Terry Goodman can suggest somebody else?
Give the chair authority. Your motion, I second your motion to give the chair levity to make it happen.
And I'm going to get somebody outside of KPFT. How about that?
That's
yes.
Well, Terry Goodman is
They and, are KPFK. A member of KPFT.
Good.
They're just not in this board stuff. Thank you for giving me that. Is there any discussion about that?
Well, one point, Madam Chair, if I may.
And Wendy, too, please.
You will have to, Madam Chair, may I?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
You will have to choose someone if Terry chooses not to do it, because after all, this is holidays. But if Terry chooses not to do it, technically we were supposed to establish this thing 30 days out. But if Terry chooses not to do it, you're going to have to make sure that the person who agrees to do it knows how to calculate STB balloting, which is a complex procedure. But it shouldn't be that complex with just two people. Shouldn't be that complex, really.
It'd be IRV, two people.
Yeah. Say that, Wendy.
Okay. Yeah, IRV, you're right.
It would be IRV with two people, and I'm confident that they could do it, and I bet Terry will say yes. But I have another question, since this keeps coming up like it's some big sinister thing. does the national board take public comment on their meetings?
No.
No, the national board has never taken, that's a local thing because of CPB rules.
Well, I mean, because the other time that we have in-person meetings still, and then there was always public comment.
Wendy,
it was the most important part of the meeting to me. And so I'm just curious, you know, if there's a over, do the rest of the stations have, I mean, it really kind of complicates a very difficult thing that's only in place because of this national or worldwide pandemic.
Thank you, Wendy, for saying what the real problem is that nobody want to address. But go ahead.
Madam Chair, for clarity, the national board was meeting in person prior to 3 or 4 years. And when they did have the in-person meetings, they did have public comment.
Okay.
But because of the telephonic concept, and CPB gives you some, what we like to describe on the street as some common sense, and give you some leeway. And when you have these impractical situations and you can't find a practical way to resolve what you would do in person. So that's how we have to operate, with some common sense.
Well,
And I just ask, we apply it to the local board, you know, as well. Nobody's trying to to keep anybody out. That's all.
But I was here, Wendy, I was here when we had in-person meetings. And folk wanted to, in fact, folk moved to go to telephonic meetings just because they didn't want to deal with the in-person. So this was a problem created before it was created.